You're watching the top five. Moving on now, when US President Barack Obama was running for office in 2008, he made a bold promise to close the Guantanamo Bay prison. But years later, the prison is still open. Now, new details have emerged about the sufferings of inmates at the controversial detention center. We have the details in this report.
The U.S.-run Guantanamo prison in Cuba has once again made headlines. This time, new documents have emerged about the punitive tactics used on hunger-striking prisoners to end their protest. The documents, which have been obtained from interviews with some detainees, show some were kept in solitary confinement for long periods of time to end their hunger strike. The documents also say U.S. forces subjected the detainees to constant humiliation and excessive use of force to crush their spirits. Some analysts say American officials are trying to press the inmates to abandon their faith through such tactics.
So the object of these monsters who run America and Israel is now to separate Muslims from their religion. And what is happening at Guantanamo, it happened at Abu Ghraib and Bagram and the black sites, and now the prison ships that we're running, is to separate the captives from their religion.
Gitmo inmates began their strike back in February to protest their indefinite detention without charge or trial. They were also angry at the arbitrary searching of their personal belongings and the mishandling of their copies of the Holy Quran. Prison authorities tried to end the strike by force-feeding the prisoners through their noses. That practice drew widespread condemnation from rights groups, which accused the U.S. government of serious rights violations. Many analysts believe the U.S. has committed serious crimes against the prisoners.
But they're so mean and so vicious that they won't quit trying with these captives that they have. All these people are supposed to be released, and they won't be released because the crimes against them have been so horrendous that the authorities don't want the world to know what they've done to them.
U.S. authorities now claim the hunger strike at the prison is over, but rights groups say over a dozen striking inmates at Gitmo are still being force-fed by prison authorities twice a day. President Obama began his first term by announcing his intention to close the detention center, a promise that was never fulfilled.